Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, and we are speaking with Mayor Matt Hawkins of the city of Sonora. And the community does face some challenges, including handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. The budget is always a big factor, and recreational pot dispensaries, just to name a few. And that's one of the things I wanted to start out this segment with. Can you get us up to speed on what's going on with the issue of recreational marijuana dispensaries in the city?
I'll try to make it as easy as possible because it is a fairly complex issue. Recreational marijuana is under a development agreement on whoever does recreational marijuana inside the city limits of Sonora. It appears Hazy Bulldog, as long as everything goes the way it should, Hazy Bulldog will be operational on April 15th, and that is 30 days after the adoption of the ordinance is coming Monday. As long as the council adopts it. It hasn't been a problem in the last meeting, so I imagine. We have another company called the Brack House, and they're going to be coming before the Planning Commission in April and then before the council in May. The way a development agreement works is essentially a contract between the city and the entity that is applying to do recreational and or medicinal marijuana. Basically, the way it goes is if they do well and they follow what they're doing, there's no reason to pull their contract, which means they stay in business. As long as we do our end of things, there's no reason for them to pull the contract and leave. So it basically allows us a little more leeway to say what they can do and can't do inside the city limits of Sonora, and it gives them some guarantees that out of the blue, they won't just be shut down. Some of that happened over in Calaveras County, not trying to talk about that, but this is a way that we can guarantee everything for at least a certain amount of time. I believe on these, the development agreements, it's about 3 years.
And are we talking about a lot of tax revenue?
It's not as much tax revenue as everyone points out. We're looking at, from Hazy Bulldog, probably about $300,000 a year. Hazy Bulldog was the only one over the year 2020 that exceeded revenue, tax revenue. But again, when you have a budget that's about $7.4 million, you know, it is a chunk, but it's not a cash cow by any means. I do want to add this. One of the reasons as mayor I supported recreational use of marijuana, because it's pretty well known how against drinking and drugs I am, is that we have a lot of marijuana delivery coming to Tuolumne County from as far away as Los Angeles, and there is no way to have any ordinance to govern any of that. The state has taken away every bit of any accountability that we have had to do that. So my thought process was, if we have a little more capitalism in this matter, then maybe those delivery services will stop delivering or can't deliver as much because there's competition here versus competition coming in from out of town that we have zero say-so on.
Gotcha. The ordinance allows for up to 3 different dispensaries, right? I know you just mentioned the 2. Is there any other in the pipeline?
There's been some talks and people coming down to City Hall to inquire. To get everything going, it does cost some money to get that going. So there's been some talks of other companies coming in. But it does take time. So, yes, there's some people talking about it.
Anyone you want to mention?
No, not at this time.
I had a feeling you might say that. Speaking about taxes and revenue, in regards to the city's overall budget, what are your thoughts?
We've always had a pretty conservative budget. We are a city of less than 5,000 people and just a hair over 3 square miles. Our city, we had to, again, as I said before, we had to dig into our reserves about $600,000. And there is a plan that we'll be setting up to put in place to get those reserves back so we actually have an ordinance to keep reserves. But again, it's been a tough year. I will never vote to raise our taxes, to raise our sales taxes, anything like that. I'm not a fan of that. I think the ultimate way to have better revenue in order to keep the taxes down is for the city to move forward and work with the county on an annexation possibility.
And how would that work?
Basically, what the city and county decide is the city says, hey, I want to take some land, and I'm not even going to name a spot because it'll turn into, you know, some conspiracy. So they say they want to take area of land to the east of Sonora somewhere, the east of the city limits of city of Sonora. And we would, in turn, work out a different revenue sharing agreement and then move from there. Revenue sharing agreement means that I think it's out of every dollar that comes in sales tax, even for the inside city limits of Sonora, we only receive, I think, 10 cents on the dollar, and the county receives the rest. So we would work out something different, but we would take in other land to be accountable for and to take care of.
How much do you think that could bring into the city?
You know, I'm honestly not for sure. I've seen different things, but again, with every bit of tax dollars that comes in, there is more responsibility. So say you bring in an extra 1,000 people inside the city limits, you know, you have to provide police, you have to provide fire, you have to do other things. So it eventually does equal out, and it will equal out for both parties. That would be between us and the county. We just have to see what works best for both of us. I've had commitments from at least 4 supervisors. Before, it was only one. Now I've had commitments from 4 supervisors that they would at least sit down and talk about it, that there would be a discussion, not that they would do it, but there would at least be a discussion that was, you know, amicable, that we could get along and discuss things. I can't reiterate enough how different this board is to work with and how great it is to work with Supervisor Ryan Campbell, the board chair.
And speaking of that community cooperation, one of the things that we had talked about was the homelessness being a major problem. And just last Saturday, there was the group called hashtag One Pile at a Time. And they are a volunteer group that is helping to clean up different camps of the garbage that's piled up. What are your thoughts on that type of community camaraderie or that community volunteering to help the community?
You know, first of all, I want to say thank you to them and how much I really appreciate them and how much they have really positively made a change in our community. So that's first and foremost. The city's end goes to a couple of things. It's hard for government because of different laws that have been enacted, different court decisions that have been made. So we initially, and most people don't realize this, up on Truck and Miller Road, which is not too far from us, but inside the city limits of Sonora, there was a big homeless camp. And basically what we had to do was use code enforcement in order to get things cleaned up. What happens is we end up having many times property owners that live outside the area, live outside the state. There's a couple that are even outside the country, and they not only don't know what's going on, but many times they don't care. So we've had to go in with code enforcement. We start off usually with a warning, hey, did you know this is going on? We've had a lot of people that are local or semi-local jump in. Hey, yeah, of course we'll clean up our area. We'll move the homeless camp. One thing that needs to be really spoken about is Camp Hope. We're still waiting on the county to address Camp Hope. Camp Hope is not inside the city limits. It's 20 feet away, but we have zero jurisdiction there. And we are looking forward to working with the county. I know that Supervisor Jaron Brandon and I have started working together on some of this. But again, I'm able to work with all the supervisors pretty well. So it's an issue that is not just one. There's not one single answer to.
And unfortunately, we've run out of time for this show, and I'm sure could talk for hours. But we do want to thank you, Mayor Matt Hawkins, for joining us today to talk about the city's challenges and issues that it's facing.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate being here, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. Thank you, the listener, for tuning in.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.